Hi, this is Charlie Bernhout. Before we begin the second part of this special for the late Louis Danto, I wish to make a quick announcement about a very special event that's going to take place on December 24th. That's Tuesday evening. It will be a cantorial kumsitz. The details will be sent to you in the cantorial calendar, and I'll be announcing it next 2 weeks on the program. But I wanted to give you a heads up. It will be on the Upper West Side of New York City. Danny Gildar will be at the piano. I will be the MC. And we have a very fascinating lineup of outstanding kazonim. So, more details in the future, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. Save Tuesday evening, December 24th, for a wonderful evening of, I think we're going to have sushi and wine and other stuff, and it'll be a great evening. And now back to the special for Louis Danto. This is the second part. Shalom, and welcome back to 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As you know, each week I try to bring you the mixture of Chazanis and also all other Jewish music. If you listen to the first hour, you know that we are presenting to you, I am presenting to you, music and interviews of the great cantor Louis Danto. For those of you who have any comments or questions, you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Let's get right to the music. We'll begin with Kulam Ahuvim, Cantor Louis Danto. I'm very pleased to have with me Judy Feld Carr, a friend of the late cantor Louis Danto. She's in Toronto right now. It's a little chilly, I understand, Judy.
It is very, very cold. Uh-huh. It's bitterly cold here.
Okay,
tonight.
Well, get the skis ready.
Yeah, right. No joking.
Right. So tell us a little bit about your reminiscences of the late Cantor Danto.
Originally, I was a musicologist in the university. So I got to know Cantor Danto not only musically, but through my position of president of Beth Sedek, which is the biggest synagogue in Canada. And Cantor Danto was singing, was the cantor at that time at Beth Emmett, another big conservative show. So I got to know him musically and as a friend. I had nothing but the greatest respect for this man. This man could sing anything, everything and anything. He could sing pop, he could sing opera, he could sing cantorial music, he sang Yiddish. This man sang every language you could think of. He was incredible. He was truly incredible, had an incredible talent, and the most beautiful, sweet, and lovely voice.
You said that you were a musicologist at what university?
I was a musicologist at the University of Toronto
many
years ago.
I
got to know him musically in terms of music and, of course, through synagogue life. One year I was chairing a dinner, a major dinner for Bar Ilan University in Israel. And it was at the time before three cantors were thought of with Pavarotti. This was so many years ago. And I called Cantor Danto because I wanted some music at the dinner, but I wanted cantorial music, but not synagogue music. Songs that people would enjoy hearing during the dinner after all the speeches and everything else to break the monotony of speeches. And Cantor Danto said to me, well, you know, Judy, you've got the cantor at Beth Sedek, you've got me, let's get a third cantor and let's set up the three tenors. Now, this is long before Pavarotti had ever, this was even an issue.
Right.
And we had the three cantorial tenors in Toronto, and all of them had marvelous voices.
Interesting.
But Cantor Danto picked the music, then he called me to check if this was all okay, and then I went to a rehearsal. And I have to tell you, I sat there, I can't say in shock, but it was magnificent. They had a pianist, they had the three cantors, it was gorgeous. And then when the three of them sang at the dinner, of course he was the leader of it, I mean, the whole place was standing up and applauding. Now, this is during a university dinner, which everybody is usually bored listening to all the speeches.
Yes.
This was fantastic. It had never been done here before.
Wow.
And it was just amazing. It was all his idea.
Yes.
Well, it was all his idea to use the three. I mm-hmm. was calling him to do a performance.
Right.
But it was his idea. Let's see if we can do three. And that was great.
Well, what I keep hearing about the Cantor was his great versatility. Also the fact that he spoke fluent Russian, Italian, German, Yiddish, Hebrew, and perhaps French. I'm not quite sure.
He did.
Yes.
I have some of his tapes in French.
Really?
He just spoke everything.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, he could sing in whatever language you wanted.
That's great.
He really had an unbelievable talent. And when you realize, with his background from the Shoah and the sadness that he had in his life losing his family and latterly his illness. Really, the man was one of the great people that I've had the honor of knowing in my life. And his wife had given me some of his CDs, which I've listened to, as gave it to me for a present.
Uh-huh.
I've listened to them. I like to listen to them Friday afternoon.
Gotcha.
It's exquisite singing, exquisite. And it's rare to hear a voice that can literally be as sweet and as gentle and sing love songs and have another tape where he's singing Chazanut that is outstanding. He can switch from mm-hmm. one to the other.
Yes. Well, I regret personally that I never knew him, but I'm getting to know him now, and we're fortunate that we have his wonderful recordings to carry on his great contribution to Jewish music.
Well, it wasn't just his contribution to Jewish music; it was his contribution to voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say this lightly. It isn't as great as he was as a chazan, and believe me, he was terrific. But he could switch
mm-hmm.
from one milieu to another,
right.
Which is very difficult for cantors to do. They can sing operatic, they can sing, you know, variety of songs, but he could go to these tender love songs. There's one of his tapes of love music
uh-huh.
that you listen to, and it's as if he is the man sitting beside you.
Mm-hmm.
You literally fall in love with that voice when you hear him singing the love songs.
Interesting.
And he was an honor to know, really, truly an honor to know.
Well,
and it's a big loss to the Jewish community in Toronto, musically and otherwise.
Well, Judy Feldkar, thank you for sharing your reminiscences of the cantor, and I envy the fact that you had that relationship with him.
Well, it wasn't enough of a relationship. I would have wished that I would have been with him more, but when we were together and talking together, it was an experience that one doesn't forget. He made a great impression.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
We're going to hear Havdalah with Cantor Danto.
L'hai non importare Si me fave sassa una mica L'hai non de mai taura Ora si me fave sassa una mica Si me fave sassa una mica
Hey, I'm very pleased to have with me David Danto, son of the late Cantor. Shalom, David.
Shalom.
Or should I say doctor? I understand you're a psychologist.
I am a clinical psychologist and a program head at the University Psychology Department in Toronto.
Uh-huh. Tell me, are you musically inclined yourself?
I don't think terribly, though I was in my father's choir from somewhere around the time that I was 6 years of age until the time that I was about 12.
Oh, wow. That must have been some experience.
It was. It was a great experience. I had the opportunity of singing a couple of pieces together with my father as a child.
Uh-huh. So what was it like being the son of a great cantor?
My life was as a child very much one of being part of the community.
Uh-huh.
The doors of our home were always open to members of the community of people arriving to the community from elsewhere, from overseas. My father was very involved with the Jewish community in Toronto, and so there were frequently guests, people staying at our home, people visiting, coming for lunch, that kind of thing. So having my father. I guess my father is maybe most remembered for his voice and for his cantorial music. But although that was music was very much a part of my home life growing up, I think of him very much as my childhood very much as one of a community centered. Interaction.
Interesting. I just was reading the biography of the great Yosler Rosenblatt, and his children had a similar situation, a constant flow of people and so forth. It was hard to get away from that, for sure.
Yeah, and it was great at times. I got to meet a lot of fascinating people. But it did mean the compromise that there was less time to spend alone with my father. In a sense, in a very pragmatic way, he was of the community,
uh-huh.
and so there was very early on. I learned that he was not my father alone.
yes.
Many people felt very, very close to my father.
Yes,
and my father felt very close to many people as mm-hmm. well.
Well, I understand that there were young boys in the choir who he guided and developed
yes.
great relationships with. Yes,
yes, he did. but it was impossible for me to walk down the street and not be, for me to identify people or for people to identify me as mm-hmm. the cantor's son. Very right. much my identity was the cantor's son in the neighborhood. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's the price that's paid for
right.
fame, I guess.
That's right. Yeah, so. My father had that kind of reputation.
Now, your mother told me about a particular selection that I'm going to be playing a little later, My Curly-Headed Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Now, yeah. Was that more for your sisters, or...
No, I don't. Well, I don't know if he sang that for my sisters. I think he did. I know that he sang that to me many times, and,
uh-huh.
and even when I was not a curly-headed baby anymore, he sang that to me. And it was it's a song that has that resonates still with me today as one. My father used to say that he would leave about his recordings that he felt fortunate that he would be able to leave this
uh-huh.
for us after he would be gone.
Yes.
And it's true. I think it is an uncommon gift that he was able to leave. Lullabies that he sang to me as a child, I can still listen to.
Uh-huh. Those are treasures, really, are rare, to say the least.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm very, very fortunate.
Great. Any other closing thoughts?
No, I don't know. I mean, there's so much to say. There's so much to say of my father.
Mm-hmm.
He had so many... so many gifts, so many talents, and I feel gave me so much, and also the community gave to the community. He just, I suppose, if there's one thing, my father that I think of, my father credited having survived the Holocaust to his ability to sing
mm-hmm.
and to Jewish music.
Wow.
And as a child, I know that he would come home and mention that there was this opportunity for a concert or that opportunity that might be lucrative. And I remember saying, "Dad, hey, here's an opportunity. We can have lots of money." And my dad said that his goal was really simply to return to the community, to dedicate his life to the Jewish music and art that he felt had been responsible for saving him.
Wow, that's fascinating. So, well, I'm sure you were very proud of your dad, and you're fortunate to have a father who did contribute so much to the Jewish people, really.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, so thanks for sharing your thoughts with us.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
Okay.
Okay, that was David Danto, Cantor Louis Danto's son, and... they mentioned in the interview My Curly-Headed Baby, so let's hear this selection.
My curly-headed baby, I'll sing you fast asleep and love you so as I sing. Oh, my baby, my
curly-headed baby, just tuck your head like little bird beneath its mother's wing.
Delightful, delightful. This next selection is from the Queen of Sheba, and it's, I think I'm pronouncing it right, Magish Tone. Well, I'll get criticized on this, but this is Louis Danto. Selection from Queen of Sheba.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very pleased to have with me Denise Lash, daughter of the late cantor Louis Danto. Shalom. How are you, Denise?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Okay. Okay, so this is part of a special dedicated to your late father. So perhaps you might want to share some of your thoughts or your recollections of your dad to share with my audience.
Okay. Well, I think I had a very unusual upbringing. My father, besides doing the cantorial music, he was extremely charitable, very giving. And so my memories from my early childhood are really about having an open house where people would just come at any time and my father would welcome them, especially Russian immigrants, a lot of musicians. So people would come in and there would always be music and a lot of conversation. And my dad was very, very giving of himself. And what that really meant was there wasn't a lot of time to share with us as a family. And I think that in his later years, I don't think he had regrets, but he understood that he really didn't have that time with his family as much as he had hoped he would have. So near the end, we did spend a lot of time together. It was really a very special time. Very important time for us, and it was a very difficult time when he was ill. And but family was—we were all around him at that point, and we talked about all the things that we had done, and we did do a lot as children. We traveled extensively, and of course, it was because of my dad's career. He did many concerts in Europe, and he would take us along.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he mm-hmm. would. My first memory of traveling was with my dad and my mom, Ada Danto. My mother now is my stepmother, Ruhama.
Uh-huh.
So Ada and my sister and my dad, we traveled to Europe where he performed in various European countries, and we even went to Iceland.
Oh, really?
I was 6 years old at the time, and I have those memories because my mother died when I was 7 years old. So the memories that I have of my dad and my mother Ada were of all the traveling and him doing concerts and. So those are very special memories for me.
Uh-huh.
And so we, we have those memories of traveling and performing, and my dad loved the stage. And I just remember his smile all the time whenever he was on stage and with his open arms and he just loved it. And you could just see it in his face. He had such a rewarding career, and that's something that I think all of us have taken from that, is that we do know the sacrifices that he made, but then again he had such an amazing career, and all of us are very career oriented.
Uh-huh.
but we're very careful also, because I've got a family and uh-huh. I make sure that I spend time with my family.
Uh-huh. interesting
Yeah.
So, are any of your children into music?
Well, that's an interesting question. My dad had always hoped that my brother would be the cantor
uh-huh.
And follow in his footsteps. That didn't happen. And then my son, Gabriel, he had an amazing voice as a child, and he's a great drummer, but he never pursued singing and is not a cantor. He is studying business. And my daughter is also in business school. And so nobody really pursued music.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a condominium lawyer.
Wow. So. Sounds like a very interesting combination.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Any other closing thoughts about your late father?
Well, one thing that struck me, you know, as a child, I always remembered people coming into the house and my dad never spending a lot of time with us. And I never really understood that when I was younger. But when after he passed away and we were sitting Shiva, and I realized then that there were so many people that loved him, and all these people that he did amazing things for. I heard the stories. I just could not believe how many stories there were of how he had affected people's lives in such a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really, really proud. And I do wish that I was able to tell him how proud I was of him.
Interesting.
And he was just a really special man. And I was so pleased that he was my father.
Well, that's really a beautiful tribute to your dad. And I thank you so much for sharing this with my audience.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, shalom.
Shalom.
That was Denise Lash, Louis Danto's daughter. We've been hearing some great versatility. The next selection is in Ladino. It's Ein Kelokeinu in Ladino. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. No hay como nuestro Dios.
Oh,
En quello cano in Ladino. I think, what separates cantors in many respects, in my mind, when they sing Hebrew, is if they're fluent in Hebrew and they understand the meaning of the words. And I think that's one of the great advantages that Cantor Danto had, that he was fluent in so many languages, Russian, German, Italian, I think French, possibly, of course, Hebrew, Yiddish, and English. And when you sing in those languages and you understand the words, and the words have meaning, of course, the prayers, the soul, the real soul music comes when the person who is singing it understands the words, understands the beauty, understands the impact of the words. It is altogether a different experience. And many cantors aspire to be opera singers. Let's hear Cantor Danto with O Solo Mio.
L'aria serena dopo la tempesta, per l'aria fresca pare già noi festa. Che bella cosa la giovenate sole. Un'aria serena dopo la tempesta, quell'aria fresca e pare già noi festa, che bella cosa la giornata sole.
I'm pleased to have with me Dr. Barry Cutler, who has been involved with Beth Emeth Synagogue for many years. He is a lover of Chazonis, in fact has two sons who sang in the choir with Cantor Danto. Shalom, Barry.
Hi, shalom.
Barry, why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about your memories of the cantor?
So I'm going to surprise everybody by first starting to talk about him outside of the synagogue. And I remember him as a man, first of all, a gentleman and a kind man who always had a good word for people. And he had this little glint in his eye and his wonderful little smile, which always was uplifting. And I sort of remember him always dressing a little bit of a dandy. He was very proud of the way he dressed. And he was very particular about that. And I also remember him, we had a Sunday skate at the local hockey rink.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was sort of a surprise to see this gentleman, you know, gracefully going across the ice. And then, of course, realizing where he was raised and where he grew up, it shouldn't have been surprising.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, he had a voice which you don't hear very often, a wonderful bel canto voice, which was truly, you know, deserving of appearances at Carnegie Hall. It was a wonderful voice, extremely controlled voice, effortless. He could go for hours, and it was, he rarely made a mistake. It was perfect pitch and sweet and wonderful. And, of course, his knowledge of the cantatorial art was superb. He was trained with wonderful people, and he knew how to interpret his music wonderfully. He didn't just sing it. He prayed it from the soul. And he had this propensity that his choir, which was an all-male choir, and it consisted of many young boys, that they sing high, so boy sopranos, and he made them do that even when they really weren't sopranos, and he used his wonderful technique to teach them how to do it.
Really?
And unfortunately, there's not enough of the choir on record. There is some, and he produced some wonderful, wonderful music, cantatorial music, both solo and with the choir. And he inspired others from the choir. A few went on to become cousins,
mm-hmm.
which was also wonderful. And many use his music, other cousins use his music to learn the arts. And I know my two sons, one of whom became a rabbi, I won't say that's, you know, in a large part due to being in the choir, but it didn't hurt.
Uh-huh.
And the other one, who's very spiritual in his Jewish life and with music, I think it was very helpful to them. And I'm starting to, I don't know, run out of things that come to my mind right off the top of the hat, so.
Well, your son certainly had a great experience in the choir, and I've always been a great proponent of choirs. When you read the biographies of the greats, Rosenblatt, Hirschman, Quartet, whoever, they all sang when they were 8 or 9 years old, and something caught them at a young age, and apparently it happened with your sons.
Yeah, I believe the music, when you are with a master, the neshama is touched. The music really has to touch your heart, your soul. So I believe they benefited from that greatly.
Uh-huh. Well, I envy you all at the congregation that you've had such a wonderful experience, and hopefully it will continue.
Yes, well, we were, I shouldn't use the term spoiled, but we knew we had the best, and we miss him dearly.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, Barry, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us, and I look forward to having this on the Danto special.
I look forward to listening to that special.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, that was Dr. Cutler, and some interesting comments. A lot of interesting comments throughout this program. I hope that you have found it enjoyable as I have. Let's hear a Yiddish selection, a Glazele L'chaim.
A Glazele L'chaim, a Shabbat in Mannheim, when men sich bei am Tellik und Tisch. A glazele lechaim, for Freundschaft und for Verein, me soll ständig nur munter sein und frisch. A glazele lechaim, for alt und jung, wo sitzen da, for jeder und besonder, wo seinen Heint mit uns nicht da. A glazele lechaim, dem Becher voll mit Wein, for der Sonne sie soll ständig mit uns sein. A Glazele
Chaim Mein Toast wird sein als Sint Nur auf Simches bei jeder von euch Ein Gläsle Chaim Für Mutter und für Kind Als mit Naches die Mame soll sein reich Ein Gläsle Chaim Mit Obst in Sof und Leidischein Kein schwarzer Tag in Leben In der Mischpoche soll nicht sein. A Gläsele Lechaim, ois trinken is gedei, wenn man sehnt sich mit Freund von das Neu. Gläsele Lechaim, für Israel unser Land, über uns soll der Himmel konkurren. Gläsele Lechaim, ich wünsche euch noch ein Land, mit der Schmeichel auf die Lippen sollt ihr gehen. Gläsele Lechaim, begleiten soll euch ständig frei, mit Leib lächeln und munter, ihr sollt kein Mann nicht sein zerscheit. Gläsele Lechaim, euch trinken ist gedei, und verschole mein Gorn der ganzer
Pleased to have with me Charles Heller from Toronto, who is a musician, a composer, and an arranger. And he was the conductor for 25 years with the late Cantor Danto. Shalom, Charles.
Shalom, shalom, Bernie. Nice to speak with you.
Okay, so please tell my audience a little bit about how you met Cantor Danto and how it was working
yeah,
with him.
Yeah, it was a very interesting. When I first came to Canada as a visitor. I was living in England. I was actually the choir director with Naftali Hershtick when he was the chazan in Finchley Synagogue in London.
Oh, wow.
His choir director. But then things got tough in the 70s in England, and we realized it would be nice, better for our young daughter. She was three then. We thought we'll make a new start and we'll come to Canada because it had a booming economy and a wonderful, wonderful Jewish community with tremendous support for Jewish culture. And so we came to visit, and on our first day in Toronto, we just visited, we had one or two contacts, and one of them said, you must meet Chazan Danto. So I said, sure, I'd never met him in my life, and he didn't know who I was. And I came in the door, and I introduced myself. And I said, I'm the conductor for Naftali Hershtick, very nice. And then he said to me, come over to the piano. You play the piano? I said, yeah. He said, go over to the piano, give me G. Frege-ish. So I gave him a G. Frege-ish. Okay, that was it. So he sang a couple of notes, and that was it. He said, you're high, I need you. So I realized afterwards that really the test was, had I ever heard of G. Frege-ish? Never mind, could I play it? But just the fact that he had a conductor who had heard of G. Frege-ish was already, I passed the test. And from then on, he was very keen to hire me as a conductor who knew what G. Frege-ish was.
I see.
And could read notes and could daven and knew when to sing Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shema Amen. And that was already very useful skills that I had. And from then on, we worked together, and bit by bit, he had concerts. He wanted me to orchestrate something and then arrange something. By the time we were finished, after 20 years, we were making wonderful, wonderful CDs with outstanding artists.
There was a choir. What was your role with the choir?
Well, I was a conductor, and I trained, and we had a wonderful choir of boys and men. I don't think they have, I know they don't, but have small boys anymore, but they do still have a choir of men. And in those days, our shul was unusual that we had the late Rabbi Joseph Kelman of Shalom, who stuck to the old ways of not having girl singers.
Uh-huh.
And so we only had a male choir, because Rabbi Kelman came from a very old, distinguished Hasidic family. And despite it being a conservative shul with mixed seating, he really wanted to maintain a tradition of no women singers.
Interesting.
Which is a bit unusual for a conservative shul, but that's what we had.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, fine, okay. We had a lot of families with boys. and it worked very well. And this was started by Chazen Klein, before my predecessor, Chazen Danto's predecessor, who was also the choir director. He organized the choir. Chazen Klein organized this, and we maintained it. And we had enough boys to keep us going. And those boys, we had boys and men, like the old time.
Mm-hmm.
And my job was to train them and to perform. And we ended up going on did a concert tour in Miami at one time, which was wonderful. And those boys started when they were 8 years old, just like me. When I was 8 years old, my father said to me, "You're going to now you're eight, you go in the choir." He didn't ask me, "Would you like to be?" That's a big mistake. Never ask a parent to ask their kids. The parents say, "Oh, I'll ask my kid if he wants to be in the choir." You can't do that, because the kid will say no. You don't do that. You just slap him, like in the old days. You just slap him in. And if the kid's musical, they will love it. They will see it works. And by the time I was finished, some of our boys later became chazanim, rabbanim, music teachers, film producers. And they all say it's because they got the initial idea of being creative and being musical in the shul choir.
Well, I've always been a great proponent of the choirs, because certainly when you read the biographies of all the greats, Rosenblatt, Hirschman, Kvartan, they all started at very young ages, and something happens when they're imbued at an early age. Were you involved with Kinter Danto's non-Jewish recordings, opera,
well,
and so forth?
Well, I did some arrangements. I did here and there some arrangements. There wasn't much. Not, in general, I'd say not. Well, which ones are you thinking of?
No. I was just he dabbled a lot in non.
He made beautiful recordings of Italian and Russian.
Yes, and opera.
I think that was a little bit before my time. But actually, he did give a song, and one of his biggest hits at the concert, which I orchestrated, was his favorite song that he sang as a lullaby to his daughters when they were small, which was "My Curly-Headed Baby."
Oh yes,
it's not very Jewish.
No, I'm playing that.
It was such a phenomenal. It suited him. He said he had a teacher in New York when he just recently came from Europe. He came to New York. He had a teacher, and his teacher had the idea that it would be very suitable to his voice as a repertoire. "Oh, my baby." So and he loved this, and he sang it to his daughters when they were little.
Well, I'm going to be interviewing some of his children, and I'll be playing that later on the program.
Right, I made an orchestration of that, and
really?
It was such a tremendous. I remember it was so heartwarming.
Really. Well, listen, I appreciate your taking the time to share these reminiscences with me, and I hope you'll enjoy hearing this Danto special when I put it on the air.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Shalom.
Thank you for inviting me. Shalom.
Okay.
Well, as you can tell, it was a little out of order. I've performed these interviews over a period of several weeks, and I got the order fairly good. There is one other thing that Ruchama told me about, the fact that Cantor Danto was at a special performance for the Queen of England, and it was, from what I understand, a magnificent event. And is it Prince Philip? They were all there, and it was quite a proud moment for him. A couple more short selections to round out the program. This is Yismichu. Well, I hit the wrong button, and it will take 1 second. And in the meantime, I just want to remind you that if you have any comments or requests, you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. And you remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising, and I hope that you'll tell your friends about this particular program. Let's get to Yismichu. It's coming right up. Okay. I almost had a perfect program, but, I'm human. What can I tell you? Okay, here we go. Yes,
melechtecha Shomrei, shomrei, shomrei shabbat Vekoreya lechabot Yes, mekomem melechtecha Shomrei, shomrei shabbat Shomrei, shomrei, shomrei shabbat Vekoreya lechabot Yes, mekomem melechtecha Shomrei, shomrei, shomrei shabbat Vekoreya lechabot
Well, you've heard about Cantor Danto's miraculous survival of the Holocaust, and I think it's appropriate that the last selection be Jugend hymn. This was the hymn of the youth in the ghettos. Jugend hymn.
Voll mit Treue reißt es unser Muttergang. Trotz der Säule wacht mein Teuer, stürmt Jugend mit Gesang. Jung ist jeder, 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 wer es will, nur Jorn haben kein Batein. Alte kennen, 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 neue sein Kinder von einer freier Zeit. Wer es hagelt um euch wegen, wer mit Dreistigkeit stellt sein Fuß, bringt die Jugend sei entgegen von dem Ghetto abgeruß. Jung ist jeder, 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 wer es will, nur Jorn hagelt ein Bateit. Alte kennen, kennen, kennen euch sein Kind von einer freier Zeit. Wir gedenken alles an ihm, mir der Mollen, alle Freund. Ewig werden wir verbinden unsere Nächten mit dem Hai. Jung ist jeder, 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 wer es will, nur Jörn haben kein Bateit. Alte kennen, kennen, kennen euch sein Kinder von einer freier Zeit. Bleib am Sinn auf die Glieder, widerstand mir die Reihe. Geht der Bäuer, geht der Schmieder, lang ihr rein. Jörn haben
kein Patat. Alte kennen, weil es ein Kind von einer neuen Freude hat.
Well, cantor Louis Danto, fabulous. I hope that you enjoyed this 2-hour-plus presentation of interviews, reminiscences, and the music of the great cantor Louis Danto. This is Charlie Bernhout thanking all those who participated in this. And you know, if you have any comments or questions, you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. And I remind you that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. For some of you who may be new, you may want to pass on information about the program for the lovers of Jewish music. Thank you, and shalom, everyone.